perspective, the most recent numbers, this is off the CDC's website. It's updated every day about noon.
Mm-hmm.
So these are yesterday's numbers, obviously, but total cases in the United States, there's 99. Out of those, we've seen 10 deaths. We've got 13 states that are reporting possible cases.
Are we one of them?
No, we are not one of them.
Good.
As of yet. Of those 99 cases, 49 of those are have not been confirmed yet. So those test results have not been completely confirmed.
Assumptive positive or presumed
absolutely,
positive.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And the reason for that is we have just this week started where we could do testing at the state level. Prior to this week, all the testing had to be done at the CDC. Any testing that was done at the state level had to be confirmed by the CDC because we didn't have test kits that we could do quality controls on, that we could validate. We have those now. Those have been distributed to most states. I think Oklahoma gets theirs late this week or early next week.
Okay.
So a lot of this testing is now being done and confirmed at the state level. So that's that gap in those numbers with 99 total cases, but 49 of those are presumptive still. So the perspective part of this is, you know, 10 deaths in the United States from the coronavirus thus far. Mm-hmm. We have had over 15,000 deaths in the United States from flu B this year. So kind of gives you a little bit of perspective there. We're a lot more concerned about flu B right now.
It's taking more lives.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And people ask, you know, well, what can they do? How can they avoid this? And it's you know, it's a virus. So it's the same thing, that with same type of precautions that we would use for the flu. You know, wash your hands often, cover your mouth and nose when you sneeze or cough. You know, avoid large gatherings of people unnecessarily. We're not telling people to stay home or anything like that. But, you know, if you don't really need to go to Walmart today, then don't go to Walmart today. Mm-hmm. Go when you need to go. Go to the ball games and things like that that you would normally go to. We're not telling people to avoid anything like that at this time.
Isn't this more of a close contact type of a bug where it's going to be interpersonal?
Yeah, and that's what some of the numbers.
And things that you touch.
Yeah. I think, and I didn't bring those numbers with me, but of mm-hmm. those confirmed cases in the United States.
A lot of them were husbands and wives.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of that, I think most of those cases, if I remember correctly, came from direct person-to-person contact.
Okay.
So, you know, if you haven't traveled to one of the countries where this virus is spreading rapidly, then you're probably not at high risk right now. They're telling folks, you know, don't get on cruise ships. Don't travel to these countries like China and Vietnam and places like that where they have a lot of cases of these viruses right now. Mm-hmm. We're starting to see these numbers level off. The numbers in China, where this started, are actually starting to taper down a little bit. Okay. So we may be starting to see the peak in some of these countries where this started.
Yeah, well, good. There are folks thinking that we've opened up the seal of the apocalypse, and I get a little leery and weary when I hear folks maybe exaggerate to the nth about things like this.
Well,
so this
like
is something to be concerned about.
Oh, it is, absolutely.
But, it's not,
but like I say, there's a lot of confusing information out there.
Correct.
And so that's what we're telling folks. Go to the CDC's website, the Center for Disease Control. Those are your official numbers. Those are real numbers. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you can have some confidence in when you look at those. But on the good side, we talk about flu B. We're seeing the numbers for flu B taper off this week as well. So that's on the decline
also.
So that's a good thing.
Great. We're talking with Kerry Cox. He's with Emergency Management here in Washington County. And boy, I tell you what, you came here at the perfect time. That's got a lot of people's attention. Another thing that has people's attention are a couple of weather things. First, well, we got some nice, warm, sunny, windy days, and that could be the perfect mix for a good old-fashioned red flag warning. And I think we got one posted for tomorrow, don't we?
Yeah, conditions are going to be pretty favorable tomorrow for wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty warm temperatures. I think we're going to be up in the 70s.
Yep.
Humidity levels are going to drop during the afternoon to pretty low levels. Winds are going to kick up. That's the perfect recipe for wildfire. And, you know, we're kind of in a really unique position this year because we've had a lot of rain. The ground's saturated. And so a lot of folks think, well, you know, it's been raining, so, you know, fire's not going to spread like it usually does. And that's just simply not true.
Oh.
We have those dead fuels, those dormant fuels that are still up there, and those dry out very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. And the problems it's posing for firefighters right now is they can't get in the fields to fight these fires because of the saturated grounds.
Oh,
so any fires that we have right now are going to pose extra problems because firefighters are not going to be able to access those fires like they normally would.
So topside, we've got this dry, dead fuel that's just ripe for the kindling. And right below it, it's marshy, mucky, and, you know, you next thing you know, you're past your hubcap deep.
Yes.
With your fire truck trying to get out there. Wow.
So that's going to pose some unique problems and challenges for firefighters this year.
Oh, boy. The other thing, Kerry, is last year, you know, speaking of rain, saturation, what have you, I heard it rained a little bit down here last year around this time.
Yeah, we've had all sorts of record numbers over the past 12 months with rainfall. And you know, and that raises a concern for us as well, because if that trend continues, you know, there's a possibility we could see flooding again this year like we saw last year. Mm-hmm. And we really don't want to go back there again. But, you know, the conditions are certainly pointing that way right now.
National Weather Service, I imagine everybody here in Oklahoma has been checking in with them, you know, several times a day to say, hey, anything change here? Can we kind of, and of course, with the different conditions that we have here facing spring, where we still have some cold air, hot air meeting at different junctures, that causes a great concern for very impactful thunderstorms that could spawn tornadoes.
Yeah, and we're definitely entering that season as well. Oh. So, you know, we want folks just to be aware. Pay attention to the forecast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something here in Oklahoma, we don't keep severe weather secret.
No, we don't. So we're very good at it.
It's when we know when we expect those thunderstorms, it's we put that information out there. So, mm-hmm. you know, if it's a high threat day for thunderstorms, pay a little extra attention to the conditions outside and maybe alter some of your plans and stuff. If it looks to be a tornadic type day, make adjustments to your plans and your schedules. Listen to the NOAA weather radio, listen to local radio, TV stations, and watch those forecasts and make sure that you've got good information about the weather and what it's doing.
And I want to say I really sincerely appreciate the relationship that we have with Washington County Emergency Management. You know, I thought we had some pretty fancy tools in here, and I'm talking to our fellow who's up here every time it looks like rain, and all of a sudden he says, look, we've got a new color. Wow, that looks like hail. He said, yep, that's a hail core. As an old weatherman, I'm sitting there going, man, on the phone, dog, I got to get that.
We really appreciate the partnership that we have with you guys as well, because that allows us to get information out to the citizens about the weather threats and what it's doing and what they need to do to take precautions. And so that's a good partnership for both of us, and it helps the citizens of our community.
Well, the more qualified eyes we have on the skies,
and
we can get it to all the ears out there and give everybody a heads up. You know, you're always a thunderstorm away from something getting out of control around here in the spring and summer.
Yeah. You know, and that's something we might talk about, too.
Yeah.
Talked about the flooding from last year. I've got some numbers of kind of the results of some of that.
Okay.
We've been working with FEMA and with the state of Oklahoma ever since last May in the flooding. Trying to get disaster funding back in here to help fix roads and bridges and some of the folks that suffered damage on their homes and so forth. And so I pulled up the current numbers on that. Right now we're at about $350,000 of what we call public assistance.
Mm-hmm.
That's for roads, bridges, culverts, things like that that were damaged during the flooding.
Sure.
So that's bringing that money back into the community to fix that infrastructure and get it back up and working. And then another $450,000 in individual assistance. So that's funding that came back to individuals that had damage to their homes or business or livestock or whatever the case may be. So, you know, about $800,000 that we were able to help coordinate and bring back into the community since last May.
Okay.
And so we're pretty proud of that and glad that we can help the citizens of our community in those recovery efforts. And I know in some cases it doesn't seem like a lot. But
when it's you.
Yeah, when it's you, it's a big deal.
You know, one thing that I was hearing was, you know, with the strange weather that we had last year, the impactful mm-hmm. weather, double-edged sword, you know. What's the worst thing you want to see? A FEMA. What's the best thing you want to see? FEMA.
Yes. So, that is absolutely true.
Yeah, because when FEMA's here, something bad happened. And when FEMA's here, you can get some recovery from the bad thing that happened. So.
Very true.
Now, I understand that we have something that's meaningful and impactful coming up tomorrow as a way to support firefighters.
The Masonic Lodge here in Bartlesville is hosting a benefit breakfast tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. Starts at 7 a.m., goes till 11 a.m., I believe. It's an all-you-can-eat breakfast. Tickets are $7 at the door, $6 in advance if you can find a volunteer firefighter that still has some tickets. You can get those $6. But great food. Yeah. The guys up at the Masonic Lodge do a wonderful job. Beautiful breakfast they put together up there. And for $6 in advance, $7 at the door, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And it benefits a lot of the area volunteer firefighters. This is a pretty significant fundraiser, mm-hmm. annual fundraiser that the fire departments depend upon. Mm-hmm. And so if you want breakfast in the morning, come out and join us at the Masonic Lodge, and you'll get a good breakfast, and it'll go to a good cause.
Yeah, I don't miss too many meals.
Yeah.
Kerry Cox, thank you very much. And if people have any kind of questions as to what goes on with emergency management or some of the things that are going on, you have a website that's pretty informative.
Yeah, we do, and we're also on social media.
Yeah. You're always out there.
Yeah, we try to get information out there as best we can, mm-hmm. so we utilize all those sources. Uh-huh. But you can look at our website. It's kind of a complicated address, wcema-ok.us.
Okay.
And then on Facebook, just Washington County Emergency Management, and you'll find us.
All right. Very good. Very good. I want to thank you for coming in. I really appreciate spending some time with you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All righty. And we'll be in touch. Hopefully, we won't be as in touch as we were last spring. But if the stuff starts flying, well, you know where to turn right here to K1 Radio. And you also know that we're getting it from the professionals at the Washington County Emergency Management with Kerry Cox and all of the dedicated men and women that are highly trained to keep you safe. Right now it is 8:48, and thank you for listening. This has been brought to you by Arnold Moore Kneecap Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors, powered on Facebook Live by Arvest.
It's the new year, and that means new opportunities and new resolutions. Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Kneecap Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Kneecap Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
I'm Jim Dunn, president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University. We all know that Easter celebrates the resurrection.